Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and today Masechus Chulin Daf Mem Ches, the third parak El Treifus. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Nachman said, Reya Hasmucho Adofen. If a lung was attached to the chest wall, Ein Choshishin La, we're not concerned that the lung was punctured and the leaking fluids caused the adhesion. Rather, we assume the chest wall was punctured. If blisters developed at the adhesion, we are concerned the lung was punctured. Avimi said that in both cases, we suspect that the lung was punctured. Rav reported how to determine the puncture's location. We separate the lung from the wall with a thin knife. If there is a reusa, a defect in the wall, we attribute the adhesion to a puncture in the wall and the animal is kosher. If not, the lung may be punctured. Rabbi Nechemya Braid Rav Yosef would examine the lung by placing it inflated into lukewarm water. Rashi says he was acting stringently where a defect was found in the chest wall. Others say this examination was performed regarding Rava's ruling. Hani tarte uni dereya desrichnu hadadi. If these two non-adjacent lobes of the lung were attached, leisu bidikusa lakshure, they do not have an examination which can permit the animal and it's a treifa. According to this version, Rabbi Nechemya would permit it after examining it in water. However, this version is refuted. Pointing to Rav Nachman ruled that if smachim, blisters developed at an adhesion between a lung and the chest wall, we're concerned the lung was punctured and it's a treifa. The Gemara objects, Rav Nachman said, Reish shenikva v'dofen sosamta kashera. If a lung was punctured and the chest wall seals the hole, it's kosher. So why then would he rule that a lung which is attached to the wall is a treifa where it appears the lung was punctured since it's sealed by the chest wall? The Gemara answers, Hasan b'makom ravisa. There, the chest wall can seal a punctured lung where it adhered to the wall in the place of growth, meaning where the lung naturally lies against the wall, so the seal will likely remain. When the adhesion is not in a place where the lung is naturally against the chest wall, the seal will not remain effective. The place of growth is defined as hisuche du'une, at the separation of the lobes. Ravina qualified where the chest wall can be an effective seal for the lung, but hu disfik bevisra. It's only where the seal is enmeshed within the meat between the ribs. And point number three, Amoraim discuss machad shenimsis bereya. If a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole, some Amoraim rule the kosher while others rule the treifa. The Gemara first suggests that they argue if chisaron mibifnim shmei chisaron, an internal deficiency is considered a deficiency because the metal needle eventually eats away at some of the internal lung tissue. However, the Gemara concludes that all agree that chisaron mibifnim is not considered a deficiency, and their dispute is about a different question. The lenient opinion holds that since there's no discernible hole, we assume simponu nakav asai, the needle entered through the vessels of the lung after going down the trachea without puncturing the lung. The stringent opinion assumes nakuvi nake basai, it came by puncturing the digestive tract and lung after being swallowed through the esophagus. Although Rav Nachman ruled that simpona derea de inkiv, if a bronchial tube of the lung was punctured, it's a treifa, and this needle must have punctured a bronchial tube to reach the lung tissue, that's only where it was punctured against the adjacent tube, but a puncture elsewhere is sealed by the lung tissue. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Nachman said, Reya hasmucha adofen, if a lung was attached to the chest wall, Ein choshishin la. We're not concerned that the lung was punctured and the leaking fluids caused the adhesion. Rather, we assume the chest wall was punctured. El said smachim, if blisters developed at the adhesion, we are concerned the lung was punctured. Avimi said that in both cases, we suspect that the lung was punctured. Rav reported how to determine the puncture's location. We separate the lung from the wall with a thin knife. If there is a reusa, a defect in the wall, we attribute the adhesion to a puncture in the wall and the animal is kosher. If not, the lung may be punctured. Rabbi Nechemya Braid Rav Yosef would examine the lung by placing it inflated into lukewarm water. Rashi says he was acting stringently where a defect was found in the chest wall. Others say this examination was performed regarding Rava's ruling. Hani tarte uni dereya desrichnu hadadi. If these two non-adjacent lobes of the lung were attached, leisu bidikusa lakshure, they do not have an examination which can permit the animal and it's a treifa. According to this version, Rabbi Nechemya would permit it after examining it in water. However, this version is refuted. Pointing to Rav Nachman ruled that if smachim, blisters developed at an adhesion between a lung and the chest wall, we're concerned the lung was punctured and it's a treifa. The Gemara objects, Rav Nachman said, Reish shenikva v'dofen sosamta kashera. If a lung was punctured and the chest wall seals the hole, it's kosher. So why then would he rule that a lung which is attached to the wall is a treifa where it appears the lung was punctured since it's sealed by the chest wall? The Gemara answers, Hasan b'makom ravisa. There, the chest wall can seal a punctured lung where it adhered to the wall in the place of growth, meaning where the lung naturally lies against the wall, so the seal will likely remain. When the adhesion is not in a place where the lung is naturally against the chest wall, the seal will not remain effective. The place of growth is defined as hisuche duune, at the separation of the lobes. Ravina qualified where the chest wall can be an effective seal for the lung, but hu disfik bebisra, it's only where the seal is enmeshed within the meat between the ribs. And point number three, Amarayim discuss machat shenimsis barea. If a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole, some Amarayim rule the kosher, while others rule the trefa. The Gemara first suggests that they argue if chisaron mebifnim shmei chisaron, an internal deficiency is considered a deficiency because the metal needle eventually eats away at some of the internal lung tissue. However, the Gemara concludes that all agree that chisaron mebifnim is not considered a deficiency, and their dispute is about a different question. The lenient opinion holds that since there's no discernible hole, we assume simponu nakav asai, the needle entered through the vessels of the lung after going down the trachea without puncturing the lung. The stringent opinion assumes nakuvi nakevasa, it came by puncturing the digestive tract and lung after being swallowed through the esophagus. Although Rav Nachman ruled that simpona derea de inkiv, if a bronchial tube of the lung was punctured, it's a trefa, and this needle must have punctured a bronchial tube to reach the lung tissue, that's only where it was punctured against the adjacent tube, but a puncture elsewhere is sealed by the lung tissue. All right, so now we go to our siman daf mem ches, and our standard siman relates to the moach, the brain, and we use brainiacs, which are highly intelligent people, for the siman brainiacs. So here goes. Now, brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, and define when we say the chest wall can seal a hole in the lung. But they made a sharp comeback when they described how a needle can get into the lung without making a hole. Once again, slow motion. The brainiacs, that must be run daf, mem ches, moach, brain. The brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Rea hasmucha adofen, if a lung was attached to the chest wall, ein choshishinwa, we're not concerned that the lung was punctured and the leaking fluids caused the adhesion, rather than we assume the chest wall was punctured. If blisters developed at the adhesion, we're concerned the lung was punctured. Avimi said that in both cases, we suspect the lung was punctured. So the brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, and define when we say the chest wall can seal a hole in the lung, which reminds the Gemara discusses when the chest wall can seal a hole in the lung. The chest wall can seal a punctured lung where it adhered to the wall in the place of growth, meaning where the lung naturally lies against the wall. So the seal will likely remain. When the adhesion is not in a place where the lung is naturally against the chest wall, the seal will not remain effective. So the brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, and define when we say the chest wall can seal a hole in the lung, but made a sharp comeback when they described how a needle can get into the lung without making a hole, which reminds us, Amram discussed machat shenimsis barea. If a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole, some Amram ruled a kosher, while others ruled a trefa. The lenient opinion holds that since there's no discernible hole, we assume simponu nakav asai, the needle entered through the vessels of the lung after going down the trachea without puncturing the lung. The stringent opinion assumes that it came by puncturing the digestive tract and lung after being swallowed through the esophagus. So once again, the brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, and define when they saw the chest wall conceal a hole in the lung, but made a sharp comeback when they described how a needle can get into the lung without making a hole. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Mem Dalad. So the siman Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The shochet couldn't find his mark and used mud. Mud? That must be on Daf Mem Dalad. The shochet who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the makom seir starts to show how far down the veshet one may shecht, which reminds the Gemara discusses until how far down the veshet one may shecht. Rabbi Bar Avuha says akadesh yasir, until where it becomes hairy on the inner lining. So the shochet who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the makom seir starts to show how far down the veshet one may shecht was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalula, which reminds us a case of psukas hagargaris, a severed trachea, which is a trefa beruba with its majority cut, was brought before Rav. He began examining it according to the strict view that its majority refers to Rav Avya, most of its thickness, including the tracheal wall. But Rav Kahan and Rav Asi objected that Rav had taught them the more lenient definition, which is Rav Chalula, most of its hollow inside. He sent the question to Rabbi Bar Chana, who permitted it, and purchased its meat. The Gemara objects that if a sage forbids an item, Ein Chaver Roshay Latir, his fellow sage is not allowed to permit it, and answers that Rav did not expressly forbid it. So the Shochet who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the Makom Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one Meshecht was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chala, especially since the other rabbis he knew threw mud on Shalos for themselves to mark them as Trefos, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, "Who is a Talmud Chacham? Zeh roa trefa la'atzmo. This is one who examines a question of trefa for himself and rules stringently when there are grounds for permitting and for forbidding it. He also said such a person personifies sonim matanas yichya, one who detests gifts shall live, since he even overcomes the temptation to permit his own property, he'll certainly detest gifts." Daf Mem Hei. So the symbol for Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana, and we use a Seder scene. So here goes. All those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Hei.
The Krum Shalmoch until the spinal cord, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amanov taught that Nikav Krum Shalmoch, if the membrane of the brain was punctured, it's a trefa.
Rav and Shmuel say this refers to Karma Ilah, the upper membrane, even if the lower inner membrane was not punctured. Others say, it's not a trefa until the lower membrane is also punctured. Bar Kapar identifies where the brain ends and the spinal cord begins. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shalmoch until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart that they are trefa with even a hole, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that nikav halev lebeis halo, if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa. Rabbi Zera asks if this refers to beis halo katan, a small chamber of the heart, or only to beis halo gadol, its large chamber. Abai attempted to prove it means the large chamber, but his proof is rejected, and the Gemara concludes that the expression should also include a smaller chamber. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shalmoch until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart that they are a trefa with even a hole from the chuta shidra that's only a trefa if it was mostly severed, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that if the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed, it's a trefa. In a brisa, Rebbe says, Chuta Shidra Shenitzak Barubo. It's a trefa if the spinal cord was mostly severed. But Rebbe Yaakov says, Avila Nikav. Even if it was merely punctured, it's a trefa. In practice, Rebbe ruled stringently like Rebbe Yaakov, but Rav Huna said the halacha does not follow Rebbe Yaakov. The definition of the spinal cord's majority is debated. Daf Mem Vav. So the similar Daf Mem Vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow. That must be on Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The cow that survived with a tiny liver, smaller than a kazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas if an animal is a treif if only a small amount of the liver remains. Rabbi Chiya would throw away an animal's liver and didn't consider it healthful because he considered it a less vital and thus less nutritious organ. Therefore, he holds an animal can survive with even less than a kazayas of the liver. In contrast, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Matbilba would dip it and eat it, considering it a more vital and thus more nutritious organ. Therefore, he requires a kazayas of the liver to remain. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing sounds from its lung, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses examining Reya Da'avsha, a lung which makes a hissing noise. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing noises from its lung was determined to be a trefa when the dry part of the lung started to crumble under the Shochet's fingernail, which reminds us, Rava said, Reya Shiyavsha Miksasa, a lung which dried up partially, is a trefa. Rav Papa quoted him defining this as Kadesh Tiparach Bitsiporon, so that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Siman Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The contestants at the giant lung maze, that must be on Daf Mem Zayin. The contestants at the giant lung maze who were told to avoid the extra lobe area, which reminds us, Rava said, Chamisha une isko areya. The lung has five upper lobes. When the animal's underside is facing a person and is suspended from its hind legs, there are three on the right side and two on the left. Chaser or yater or chalif, if a lobe is missing or extra or the number of lobes on each side is reversed, it's a trefa. A superfluous lobe is a trefa because yater kenatul dami, something extra is like something removed. The Gemara brings the case of an extra lobe that came before Meremar. So the contestants at the giant lung maze who were told to avoid the extra lobe area were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos, which reminds us, Rava said that a lung which is blue, like eye paste, is kosher, but if it's black like ink, it's a trefa because it indicates a redness which further decayed and turned black. Yeruka, if it's greenish or if it's aduma reddish, it's kosher based on incidents with Rabbi Nassan.
So the contestants at the giant long maze who were told to avoid the extra lobe area were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos. When some troublemakers started throwing lung balloons at them containing melted lung that still had simponos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rea shenishpacha kekiton, a lung which dissolved and can be poured like water in a jug is kosher. This proves he holds chisorn mebefnin or shmei chisorn. An internal deficiency is not considered a deficiency because this lung, which was formerly full, is now half empty, allowing its dissolved material to be poured back and forth. Rava qualifies when a dissolved lung is kosher, but who the chaime simponos, that's only where the bronchi remain. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss the din of discolored lungs? And we bring the mice with Rabbi Nassim giving guidance for Mila of discolored infants. That's on Duff. Mem Zion. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss where there's a concern for puncture when the lung is stuck to the chest wall? That's on Duff. Mem Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss a lung with an extra lobe? That's on Duff. Mem Zion. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a coats, a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss when the chest wall can seal a hole in the lung? That's on Duff. Mem Ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff brings a malchokas whether an animal is a trefa if a small amount of the liver remains? That's on Duff. Mem Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss if the spinal cord has to be severed or merely punctured to be a trefa? That's on Duff. Mem Hey. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss examining Rea Da'avsha, a lung, which makes a hissing noise? That's on Duff. Mem Vav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have in Machokas whether an animal is a trefa if a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole? That's on Duff. Mem Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss the status of holes in the turbots of Veshet, and we have three opinions as to its location? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.